Vince Abanzi remake, stage 444.
Just had a caller call in and say, you know, it wouldn't be Christmas without those dogs. Christmas, you know, you wonder, where are those dogs now? We'll be back in a few minutes with non-dairy creamers. So if you really want to go underground, we're going to go retro underground. So stay tuned.
Boys arrive at BBC House.
What do you want?
We have been granted permission, O wise one.
Pass in peace.
Christmas time is here again.
An audition will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday the 1st in the Fluffy rehearsal rooms. Bring your own.
Thank you. Thanks.
Next, please.
Would over here be convenient for you?
Carry on.
Over here. Are you 30 then?
Next, please.
Get Wunderlust for your trousers. Get Wunderlust for your hair.
Sitting with me in the studio tonight is a cross-section of British youth. I'd like, first of all, to speak to you, Sir Gerald.
Oh, not a bit of it. We had a job to do, Michael.
Yes, quite. I don't think you're answering my question.
Oh, let me put it this way. There was a job to be done.
Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
On to the next round. In the recent heavy fighting near Blackpool, Mrs. G. Evans of Solihull was gradually injured. She wants, for all the people in hospital, plenty of jam jars by the Ravellers.
And here it is.
Plenty of jam jars, baby. Plenty of jam jars for you.
For you, baby, just me.
Plenty of jam jars, baby.
How old are you?
32.
Never.
I am.
Get away.
I am.
Well, what prize have you got your eyes on?
I have.
Ooh. Well, you've just won a trip to Denver and five others.
Oh, thank you.
And also, wait for it, you have been elected as independent candidate for Paddington.
Oh! Ooh.
Look after yourself.
Get Wunderlust for your trousers. Get Wunderlust for your hair.
Theatre Hour is brought to you tonight from the arms of someone new.
Hello, I'm speaking from a call box.
Hello? Hello, operator? Hello, operator? I've been cut off. I've been... Hello, it's an emergency.
Well, you've won a prize!
Get off the show!
They'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
We'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
Thank you for a wonderful year.
Carry on.
Look out for yourself. Come in.
Christmas time's o'er, and your bonny clay is through, I'll be bristling to you people, all the best from me to you. When the beastie drag on mutton to the heather in Little Inn, I'll be strutting out my tether to your arms once back again.
Music there from the Beatles' Christmas album, released only to fan club members on sound sheets each year, and then a compilation album in 1969 of all, let's see, seven messages on a mono LP called the Beatles' Christmas album, and it was catalog number Apple SBC-100, and it was not commercially available. It was only available to the record to the fan club members. Now, you may recognize that song. It was made into a long version on the anthology, one of the anthology singles, something like the Free as a Bird B-side, if you want to call it a B-side. It's basically a non-album single on the CD single, and it's like extended to 4.5 minutes of just the chorus. They started out kind of cheeky little 2-minute ditties of the Beatles, you know, saying thank you for a great year. And they developed into these more elaborate kinds of the Goons come Monty Python sounding things. Then in 1969, when it all kind of was unraveling, there were just 4 separate sections spliced together. Well, in the late 60s and 1970s, Warner Brothers and Reprise Records issued something called Lost Leaders. There were albums that sold for $2 a piece, including shipping and handling, except for their 1 record sets, which were $1, and their 3 record sets, which were $3. There's only a few of those. But they basically were trying to promote new artists on the label, and they would also take some of their staple artists and throw their sort of deep tracks on there, and then every so often they'd throw on a really unreleased track or something in mono or something abridged or something unusual. This album, however, I don't think it has anything that rare on it for the time. However, these albums are not all necessarily available, easily found on digital or CD is what I'm saying. And it's an analog source recording, and the mixes are slightly different on these promotional albums. So we're going to hear something called Non-Dairy Creamer. We're going to hear side 1 and then side 2, and hopefully be done for 3 o'clock. If not, we may run a little over, but I'm sure you'll forgive me for that. We're going to hear from side 1 first, obviously. Little Feat. At this time, Little Feat was a new artist. Keep that in mind. Lowell George was in The Mothers of Invention with Frank Zappa, touring the country, and broke out on his own, formed Little Feat with Bill Payne, who wrote this track called Snakes on Everything. It's from their album Little Feat, and I believe that was their first album, and that was released in November of 1970, produced by Russ Titelman. Then we go to Rosebud, a band that Warner's tried really hard to promote, and featured... Well, it was produced by Jerry Yester, and his brother was in the band. And anyway, we're going to hear the track called Panama from the album Rosebud on Reprise Records. And then Peter Green, who had left Fleetwood Mac and was out on his own, and Warner's, actually, yeah, Reprise in the States had him on an album of his called From the End. Oh, the dogs just left me. How dare you dogs do that to me? Let's go to something more traditional. You know, dogs don't usually leave people like that. All right, Peter Green with Hidden Depth from his album the end of the game. Curved Air, Francis Monkman and S.K. Linwood, written track from the album Air Conditioning, January 71. We're going to hear It Happened Today. And then the side finishes up with Tony Joe White, Five Summers for Jimmy, from an album of his called Tony Joe White on Warner Brothers Records, released in January. I was going to say Jan 71. That sounds a little too slick. January 71 for Tony Joe White. So we're going to hear five tracks, side one of Non-Dairy Creamer, here on Underground Radio. Gothic Blimp works Friday into Saturday. This is Sam Scazzari filling in for John Scott. Good morning. WWUHFM 91.3 Hartford and WWUH.org.
She cleaned off the supper table and washed the dishes and went outside to catch the evening breeze. The smell of sweet magnolias filled the summer night, and she hummed a song that set her mind at ease. She closed her eyes and remembered another night like this. It had been the 16th year of her life when the one she loved had sit with her on the porch swing and told her he was going off to fight. Summers came and fell across her shoulders, and the only news she heard was from her heart. And all this time, she kept on waiting. Through the long, hot summers and the cold nights of winter, she waited. When about 3 weeks before they'd heard that the war was over, and she still hadn't heard no news from him, she never once let it cross her mind that he wasn't gonna be coming back to her. And on this particular night, as she sat there on the old port swing, she suddenly got up, went around the side of the house and got some water out of the old rain barrel. And she washed her hair and brushed it till it shined, and went inside and put on her prettiest yellow dress. And she waited by the window through the night. The morning sun came shining through her restless dreams, and she awoke to somebody whistling a favorite song. And although he was walking slowly with a slight limp, she could tell that it was Jimmy and he was home.
Side one of Non-Dairy Creamer, a Warner Brothers reprise, Lost Leader, a one-record set, Lost Leader. Side one we heard there, that was Tony Joe White with Five Summers for Jimmy from his album Tony Joe White, January 1971. Before that, Curved Air, It Happened Today from Air Conditioning, also January 1971. Former guitarist and founding member of Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green, with some solo material after leaving Fleetwood Mac on Reprise Records. The End of the Game was the album. We heard a track called Hidden Depth. Panama from Rosebud, produced by Jerry Yester from the album Rosebud. And we started the side and the set with Little Feet from their first album, Little Feet, produced by Russ Titelman. Snakes on Everything. Let's go to commercial and we'll be back with Side 2.
It's here. The howling wind. The driving rain. The storm surge along the coast. It's here. Hurricane season. And hurricane season means increased risk of flooding, and not just in coastal areas, but inland, as tropical storms and hurricanes bring drenching rains and high winds. So visit www.floodsmart.gov today. You can learn about your risk of flooding and the best way to protect the value of your home and property. You can also call 1-888-724-6619 to learn more. That's 1-888-724-6619 or www.floodsmart.gov. Call or visit today. Brought to you by the National Flood Insurance Program.
The Heartbeat Ensemble presents Ebenezer, a Hartford holiday carol. It's not your grandmother's Scrooge story. Free performances take place on December 17th and 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Mark Twain House and Museum, 351 Farmington Avenue in Hartford. Return on Sunday, December 19th for a free 2 p.m. matinee. On December 26th at 2 p.m. and December 27th, 28th, and 29th, there will be performances at 7:30 p.m. at Playhouse on the Park, 244 Park Road in West Hartford. Tickets are required for that performance series of Ebenezer. Call the box office at 860-523-5900 or go to www.heartbeatensemble.org. Season's greetings from the Heartbeat Ensemble.
Hey, how you doing? Sam Scazzari here. Pressed a couple buttons and please go, please. We're ready for side two now. We have about 28 minutes left before the Friday All Night Show at 3 o'clock with Sam Scazzari. Hey, what do you think about that? Let's go into side two of Non-Dairy Creamer, one of the Warner Brothers Reprise Lost Leaders. It is PR0443. I don't know where it comes. It's one of the first to say five, I think. I think it came out in 1971. Here we go. John and Beverly Martin, Primrose Hill, from their album Road to Ruin on Warner Brothers Records. This came out in February 71. Then we're going to hear from Ohio Knox. We're going to hear a track that's titled It's Ohio Knox, and the track is called Pound or My Dog Dad for Robert Downey, parenthetical, a prince. So we're in for something interesting there. It's from an album called Ohio Knox, and that was also released in February of 71. Jeffrey Kane, former lead vocalist of the Youngbloods, with Mr. Governor from his album For You. Then a band called Zephyr, Going Back to Colorado. Title track from their album released in January of 71. Ron Nagel, the sculptor from San Francisco, who accidentally stumbled into songwriting and recording albums. A track from Bad Rice. We also heard another track from Bad Rice on an earlier episode of It's My Vinyl as part of the Friday All Night Show on one of the other Warner Reprise Lost Leaders, produced by Jack Nitzsche. And then Brownsville Station, wrapping things up from the album of the same name, and a Link Wray tune called Rumble. You may know that if you're a Link Wray fan. That came out in October of 1970. So here you go. Side two of Non-Dairy Creamer on the Gothic Blimp Works Underground Radio.
To see the sun go down on Primrose Hill, the Sunday evening sun go down on Primrose Hill. Never could be anything else, never should be anything else, 'cause I like that kind of life, I like that kind of life. Never thinking too far ahead, hanging high, I fall to bed.
That's the only kind of life I've led. Just the pictures in your room, smell the roses' sweet perfume. While you're round, you've got to hear this tune. See the sun go down on Primrose Hill. The Sunday evening sun go down on Primrose Hill. Never could be anything else. Never should be anything else. 'Cause I like that kind of life. I like that kind of life. Do you like that kind of life? Do you like that kind of life? Do you like that kind of life?
My dog daddy all alone in the pound. It could have matched you or me round for round, with dreams on his breast, his hope on his sleeve, and sleep or make believe he had. Shot and he was gone. To be left all alone even doesn't an overrun. It could have been a contender, could have been someone. Oh, down, 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 all around in the pound. Uh-huh, down, 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 down and down in the pound down. Thank you.
Governor, Mr. Governor, I don't have no answer for you. Mr. Governor, I don't have no answer for you. I will let Jesus hear me, go around talking like you do. I'm going to Sacramento, tell my congressman Willie Brown. I'm going to Sacramento, tell my congressman Willie Brown. Governor wants to put us in a bloodbath. I believe I'm sinking down. Mr. Governor, Mr. Governor, I don't have no answer for you. Mr. Governor, Mr. Governor, I don't have no answer for you. I wouldn't let Jesus hear me, go around talking like you do.
as a priest part time. I had an Uncle Frank, he ran the local bank. What he died of, no one really knew. Frank is pretty white, pray to heaven give him life. Purgatory was the very best he'd do. Won't you love me? Mama said, now it's you who wish you're dead. Throw your shoes away and leave our happy home. Won't you love me?
Song right.
We'll be right back.
Side two of Non-Dairy Creamer, closing out Friday Night Gothic Blimpworks Underground Radio. John and Beverly Martin, the late John Martin, who died less than a year ago. Primrose Hill from the album Road to Ruin. Ohio Knox, Peter Galway is his name, but label credit to Ohio Knox. Pound or My Dog Dad for Robert Downey, a Prince. Jeffrey Cade, Mr. Governor, Zephyr, Going Back to Colorado, Ron Nagel, Family Style, from the album Bad Rice. And Brownsville Station there with the Link Ray tune Rumble, their version, from the album Brownsville Station, October 1970. That is Non-Dairy Creamer, the Warner Brothers Lost Leader from 1971, a single record set, a one record set. Kind of something you'd hear on It's My Vinyl, which comes up today at 4 o'clock. This is the Friday All Night Show. You're tuned to WWUH FM 91.3, West Hartford, Connecticut, a community service of the University of Hartford, streaming online at wwuh.org. Portions of our broadcast day, not all of them, but portions, are simulcast with WAPJ 89.9 and 105.1 in Torrington. They have two frequencies up there. 89.9 in Wallingford at WWEB and 89.7 in Summers, WDJW. I'm Sam Scazzari. I've been with you since midnight. I filled in for John Scott for Friday Gothic Blimpworks, and I'm here with you with the Friday All Night Show until 6 a.m. We'll be doing the usual freeform stuff. It's My Vinyl, 4 until 5. The Bandwagon, Unsigned Artists, 5 until 6. WWUH.org for the playlist if you want to see what we played, especially when we play the unsigned artists. That's a way for you to find out their contact information because they don't have a record label. So under the column that says record label, I fill in their websites, MySpace sites, things like that. So it's a way to hear some new stuff and a way for some people to get some exposure. Anyway, this is Sam Scazzari, and what we're going to do is take about a 65-minute break while you listen to some bed music. We're going to change the CDs because what we do is record the show and then we upload to salmonallnight.podbean.com in about 4 or 5 days, and you'll be able to hear the show, podcast it, download it, whatever you want. Show it to your friends. Maybe you want to go to bed and you want to hear the thing later. It's okay. So we need about 60 seconds. We switch CDs and then we'll be back with the Friday All Night Show first hour. And what we're going to feature is something called Come and Get It, the best of Apple Records. It's a 17-CD set that features some remastered versions of some classic non-Beatles and non-solo Beatles Apple material, such as Badfinger, Mary Hopkin, Jackie Lomax, and people like that. We'll be featuring some deep tracks from Badfinger, mostly some non-album, unreleased bonus tracks, remastered or for the first time, appearing on any commercial release. And we've got some other surprises for you, so stay tuned. This is the Friday All Night Show.